You're listening to House Music News Weekly.
Sponsored by bestofhouse.co.uk. Keeping you in the loop.
Hello, hope you had a good week. It's Monday the 2nd of February. You're listening to House Music News Weekly, the show that keeps you in the know. So let's catch up on this week's House Music News. Electronic music store Beatsport has revealed this year's nominees for its annual Beatsport Awards. The candidates have been chosen based on sales over the last year. Unsurprisingly, the likes of Deadmau5, Prida, Axwell, Dirty South and Laidback Luke are all in the mix, after each having fantastic years. Battling it out for Best House Track of 2008 is Eric Prydz's Piano, Snap's Rhythm is a Dancer remix with Tom Novi, and the Shapeshifters re-edit of Lola's Theme. If you want to get voting, you have until the 18th of March to do so. If you head over to beatport.com, you'll see the links. Now it's time for some unfortunate news. Charlie Cooper, who was one half of electronic chill-out duo Telefon Tel Aviv, sadly passed away just days ago. The cause of his death is unclear, though it has been revealed he was missing for a week following an argument with his girlfriend before the news was announced. Along with Joshua Eustace, the duo released their first album in 2001, and their latest album, Immolate Yourself, was in fact released the day after Charlie Cooper passed away. Now, 2008 was a good year for Utah Saints. Their re-release of the 1992 classic Something Good was crowned hottest record in the world by DJ Zane Lowe and Essential New Tune by the legendary Pete Tong, as well as reaching number one in the Cuts, Buzz and UK dance charts. Well, now they really do have something good to celebrate, haha. UK hit station Radio 1 announced that the Vanshee Tech remix was the most played tune of last year. This resulted in Utah Saints' first top 20 hit in 15 years. Now, Morris Gould, the ambient house DJ known by most as Mixmaster Morris, aka the Irresistible Force, is contributing to an art exhibition coming up at London's Tate Britain Gallery. The veteran DJ had recorded an exclusive mixtape for the exhibition featuring a wide variety of artists from around the world, covering everything from ambience to pop to electro to hip-hop. The exhibition, entitled Ultramodern Tate Triennial 2009, will run from Tuesday the 3rd up until the 26th of April. And pioneers of acid and all things rave, the brothers Paul and Phil Hartnell of Orbital split to go their separate ways in 2004. However, last November, the duo announced they were getting back together to perform at the Big Chill Festival this summer. Well, it appears they've rekindled their love for performing and have publicised 5 more dates for your calendar, including Scotland's Rocknest Festival in June and Stratford's Global Gathering in July. Should these performances be a success, and there's no reason to doubt it, I wouldn't bet against hearing new material from the guys in the not-so-distant future. Now, apparently rumour has it that one of London's longest-running and biggest club venues is to close down to make way for the new Crossrail service. This was reported by the popular dance magazine Mixmag, but after speaking to a club representative, the rumour is said to be unfounded and simply not true. This follows another long-running London venue, the Astoria, shutting its doors earlier in the month to make way for the new rail service that runs between Farringdon and Tottenham Court Road. And finally, house label and brand Defected has moved its 10-year Tuesday night residency at Ibiza's Pasha to Saturday nights at the same club. Defected label head Simon Dunmore responded to the news last week by saying, and I quote, "Our 10th anniversary, the biggest night of the week at the world's chicest club. Hell yeah." The new Saturday nights will be headed up by soon-to-be-announced DJs with special guests throughout the season, including David Morales and house legend Frankie Knuckles. Saturday nights with Defected run from May the 30th up to September 26th. Well, that's all for this week. Remember, you can subscribe to the podcast either through iTunes or via bestofhouse.co.uk. Thank you for listening. Back with you next Monday.
You're listening to House Music News Weekly.
Sponsored by bestofhouse.co.uk. Keeping you in the loop.